This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witt's with you. Thank you for joining me. This is Morning Devotions. You've heard the stories. The man born with a clubbed foot who becomes a successful football player, or the handicapped painter who's got to hold the brush in his mouth but still creates these beautiful masterpieces. The world-renowned scientist who lost his ability to speak but now communicates through technology. Or the politician who returns to the podium after receiving a devastating gunshot wound. Even the most cynical person can't help but be inspired by the stories of those who've overcome adversity. How do they do it? How do people continue to play the game of life, often going on to find remarkable success when the circumstances are against them? It is a difficult concept for most of us to comprehend. We normally look for direction in natural abilities, talents, and the affirmation from others, and letting those things define who we are. Few of us, for example, who have been born with a malformed foot, would dare to dream of being a professional athlete, much less actually going through the grueling process of making that dream come true. So how do you overcome this adversity? Clichéd though it may seem, one of the most basic ingredients needed to overcome adversity is this positive state of mind. Remarkable people who are struck down with disabilities and find themselves in difficult circumstances simply don't give up. Allowing themselves to be defined or restricted by the limitations was not an option for these people. They refused to abandon their hopes and dreams. It was the literary critic John Chilton Charles who once said, "In prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends." There's no denying the value of a support group when we're going through tough times. The presence of other people, they can ward off the feelings of isolation and depression. Friends and family can carry us when we're not able to maintain that positive disposition. We do need loved ones around us because we'll discover time and time again that we can't do it on our own. But is that enough? When the surgery doesn't go as planned or the alternative treatment has failed, what then? How do you keep your chin up and get back in the saddle? I think many people will turn to God, and that's a great step to take. Christians believe that God is the all-powerful creator, that he stands above it all, above disease or violence, birth defects and tragedy of any kind. The Bible, which most Christians believe to be the word of God, tells us that at times of adversity and challenge, the best thing is to set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. My belief is in a God who is personal. He cares for each of us and the particular struggles we're going through, and even more than that, he desires to be in a relationship with us to help us get through the difficult time. The Bible is filled with verses. For example, "I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says, 'Do not fear, I will help you, I will fight for you.' The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. I am with you and I will rescue you." They're verses from the Bible. God's love and support transcends time, space, and circumstances. Where family and friends fall short, God is there. When the mental outlook or these philosophies, self-created philosophies, or positive mindset crumble and move away, God is still there. God's love for us literally knows no bounds. And as Christians, we believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. In the Christian understanding, Jesus' sacrifice on the death allows all people to experience a personal relationship with God, his Father, to be assured of eternal salvation. Nothing can take that away. He, that is Jesus, conquered sin and death. And if we've accepted him as our Saviour, we have that knowledge that we can surmount any obstacle because of Jesus. Because Jesus himself said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart because I've overcome the world." He paved the way for us to receive the gift of eternal life. The Apostle Paul, a man credited with actually writing a large portion of the New Testament, said, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." It's this kind of eternity-focused faith that equips Christians to adapt and overcome. Heavenly Father, sometimes it is difficult to overcome certain situations. We acknowledge that, but we also acknowledge your divine power and your love to help us. Make that a reality for me today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.